And welcome back to the latest and greatest episode of the Shaven Points Podcast. My name is Jayton May, joined as always by my co-host, Quentin Crisco, and it's draft week.
Yes, sir. Doing? I'm doing good, man. I'm ready for the big day to be here. I'm ready to find out what the Chicago Bears have up their sleeve. They're playing very coy right now, and it could be anything. Who knows? It could even be a Justin Fields.
It could even be Justin Fields, yeah. I think they trade number one overall to the Steelers, get their man and Justin Fields, then trade number nine and get Russ, just like they should have got Russ all those years ago, and it just fell through. They trade one and nine, get Russ and Fields, and then finally have their quarterback of the future.
I mean, that's the dream scenario. Everyone wants their quarterback for the future, including the Chicago Bears.
Yep. So we're going to do a quick mock tonight. We're going to do a quick two-round mock, speed run style. We're going to try to take every pick within 10 seconds, run through trade scenarios and everything like that. Then afterwards, we have some draft props that we really like. And then at the end, Quentin will maybe talk about a few guys in particular that may be getting way overvalued, undervalued. Maybe some surprises that he expects to happen that maybe we weren't able to bet on or something like that. So just a whole lot of draft talk, whole lot of draft simulations. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. So stick around and let's get ready for draft day. We are in the simulation. Pancake eating motherfuckers.
All right. Should I do odds this time since you did odds last time?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
That'll give me the Cowboys and give you the Bears.
Why don't we, since we're doing it power round, why don't we do it no trades and whoever you think the team is going to end up with, you take.
We can do quick trades. For example, like Chargers kind of. Most likely trade scenarios. I mean, it doesn't have to be trades. So Washington number two is going to be Drake May.
Ooh, I like it. At number three, man, if I'm the Patriots, I mean, I'm looking to trade now, maybe. They're not interested. Let's not force anything. We're trying to go fast. So if they get stuck at three, I think they're going with the sure thing, Marv.
All right, with Marvin Harrison Jr. off the clock, I think the Cardinals look to trade here. Do we have any options of trades here? Let's go.
Bengals and Dolphins are your only options.
All right, we can go. What are the Bengals offering?
You got to make it up. So it'd be like 18, 49, and 18, probably like a future one.
Yeah, let's go 18, 49, future one. And let's grab 97, too.
Do you think the Bengals would actually move up to four?
I don't know, but let's see what happens. All right. Bengals at four. So with the Bengals at four, I think they go grab a receiver here and then trade T. Higgins. So if I'm the Bengals here, I'm taking Malik Nabers.
All right. Then the Chargers are on the clock. I mean...
The most talked about trade in this draft.
See, this is where I hesitate with this because unless they want to give 11, 23 and a future one, I don't know if they have the capital to get up from 11. If the Vikings have the capital to get up from 11 to 5.
I think that's what they give up. I think they give up 11, 23 and one. This is saying it won't be accepted, but.
I mean. That's what's in the corner by trading for the second first already. Like,
they
kind of need to give whatever it takes.
That's what it's going to take. So if they don't want to do it, who do you think Harbaugh takes here?
I think he's taking J.C. Latham one way or another.
Okay. Takes the tackle out of Alabama. All right, New York Giants on the clock. I think the Giants sitting here, I think they go ahead and take Jaden Daniels.
Not JJ.
Not JJ.
All right. Now, the Titans. I think the Titans are itching to move out of this spot. And let's see, we got the team like the Saints. Chargers wanted to move up for it. That don't make sense. Let's go with the Saints. Saints moving up from 14 to 7. And let's say they... Yeah, let's go with that. A 14-45 and a future third rounder for number 7.
Okay.
Saints are on the clock. They're taking JJ.
Taking JJ McCarthy.
Derek Carr's not happy about it either, but...
Hey, sorry about you, Minnesota. All right, with the Falcons on the clock, I think they take the no-brainer here. I think they take the first defensive player off the board, and I'm going to go Byron Murphy, defensive tackle out of Texas.
I do think he's the first defense player off the board. Now we got the Bears at 9. Romo Odunze's on the board. If Rome is there, I think they're taking him. Simple as that.
Jets here. I think the Jets are really tempted by Brock Bowers here, but with Tennessee trading back, I think you take Joe Walt. You take your tackle. You shore up that O-line and keep it moving.
Man, Joe Walt getting all the way to 10. It's a wild world we're living in. All right, at 11, now we got the Vikings. Those quarterbacks, they're gone. Oh, they're gone.
That Sorry hurts. About you, Minnesota.
They're in a rough spot here. What are the Vikings going to do if they can't get the quarterback? I'm a little perplexed here. I got to look at my notes and see what they need.
They have TJ Hawkinson that they invested in, so that wouldn't be Brock Bowers.
You know what? They're going corner.
Yeah. Quentin Mitchell?
Ryan Flores needs some good man corners for his scheme. I think Quinion Mitchell's that dude.
All right, Broncos here. A lot of people want Bo Nix here. I think they trade back if they can, if the quarterbacks are gone.
Yeah, the 49ers or the Panthers.
All right, so if I'm them and I want 49ers 31, next year's first, and 94.
Yeah, you sure you want 94? You don't want a gun for 63, and like give them? I guess they don't want to take that. I don't know.
What I said.
31-12 is that's a steep.
But jump, next year's so. First.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
All right, and then if I'm the 49ers here, I'm gonna go get the kid out of Texas Tech. Get the punter, McNamara.
I like it. That's a real John Lynch move right there.
Yeah. You got to shore up the special teams.
All right. At 13, we got the Raiders on the board here. And, man, Raiders going to raid. They're taking Michael Penix Jr.
Ooh. All right. So, Tennessee's sitting here. Need an offensive lineman. I think they go and get Jackson Powers Johnson. No, what are the tackles available?
Let's see. So you got Fuaga, Fautanu, Fashanu.
Let's go Fautanu for Tennessee here.
Okay. Makes sense. And then the Colts, they didn't even need to move up. They got their guy, Brock Bowers.
You're back and happy about Colt it.
Now.
All right, Seattle sitting here. They love their linebackers. They love their DBs. I think they go and take Terrion Arnold here.
Good pick. All right, so the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think that they are. Like, I don't see blue chippers on this board anymore. Like, I mean, I think Jai Newton's a blue chipper, but he's dealing with the Jones fracture. I think that's a real concern with him. And they need wide receiver. Like, they need to make Trevor Lawrence happy. There's a contract extension coming soon, and he might not want to be there. Yeah. So, I think they go BTJ, Brian Thomas Jr.
One of my favorite receivers in the draft. All right, Cardinals sitting here after they move back. even after moving back, I still think they go and get a receiver for Kyler here, and I think they go get A.D. Mitchell.
I was almost at A.D. to Jacksonville. It was like it's close between those two.
I was going Brian Thomas if you went A.D. Mitchell. So, yeah.
All right, so now we got the Rams. Rams need D-line, they need tackle, they need corners.
Jimmy Newton.
See, I think Johnny Newton's going to fall because of that foot. And it hurts my heart because I love Johnny Newton's taste.
Dallas Turner so sitting much. There.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer, actually. Dallas Turner.
All right, Steelers here with their brand new quarterback. I think they look to add some speed to the wide receiver room. And opposite of who is their receiver, that is really good.
George Pickens.
George Pickens, I think they pair him with Xavier Worthy here.
Ooh, okay, that's spicy. And the Dolphins, I think we're about to take them too.
Yep.
Now, we got the Dolphins here. We could use right tackle. They really need some defensive tackle help, but you know, this might be a spot where Johnny Newton gets the trigger pulled on him because they're in a Super Bowl window.
Yeah,
you might take that chance. Give me Johnny Newton.
All right. As much as I hate this pick, Eagles really, really, really need a kicker. Special teams are really hurting them here. So I think they go get the best kicker on the board and get the kid out of Alabama, Will Reichard.
Will Reichard, the superstar.
Kills me. Kills me to do it.
All right. So now we have the Minnesota Vikings on the clock. And they're getting a little nervous here because Penix is already off the board. And they still need a quarterback.
Hey, Jordan Travis was almost a playoff contender until he wasn't.
You know, they're going to wait. They're going to wait. Wait on quarterback. We got the corner. They need D-tackle. They need tight end. They're not taking a tight end here. They need a guard. They're taking Talisi Fuaga.
Yeah. All right. Cowboys need offensive line desperately. Cooper DeJean's still on the board for them. I think Jerry Jones has a really, really hard time passing on Cooper DeJean right here. I think they love Nate Wiggins, but I think they just take the center out of Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson, shore up that O-line, Tyler Smith getting kicked out to tackle. Got your bookends. You got a good center. Just got to get some decent guard play out of your young guys, and you'll be all right.
Graham Barton's a Green Bay Packer, if I've ever seen one. Graham Barton's going to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You're nice that I am. All right, Tampa Bay on the clock. They lost some DBs. Need a little bit of everything, but I think they go best player on the board right now, and I think that is Cooper DeJean.
Arizona Cardinals.
Lad McConkey.
Did we give him a wide receiver yet?
Yeah.
We did? Yeah,
A.D. Mitchell.
Okay. Taking Jerry Burse. It's an easy pick.
Yep. All right, Buffalo Bills. They don't have anything on this team. I think they go get a good route runner, somebody who can always be open, Cooper Kupp type of guy. And I think they go get Ladd McConkey out of Georgia.
What, just because he's white, he's Cooper Kupp?
I actually didn't know Ladd McConkey was white until the day.
So Detroit Lions here. They need a corner. They need a guard. They need an edge. I mean, I'm leaning towards Nate Wiggins here. Yeah, Nate Wiggins.
All right, so Baltimore wide receivers running a little bit thin, but they need a tackle. I think they go get the big guy out of Georgia.
You think Marius they go Mims over Olu?
Yeah, I think Ooh. I think Fashanu keeps falling.
Oh man. Well, the fall ends here. But I don't think Denver is in any type of position roster wise to pass on a talent like Olu Fashanu. Olu Fashanu, you are a Denver Bronco.
Okay, well, I was setting that up for the Chiefs to take Fashanu, but I think they just got a gift and the kid out of UCLA at edge. and they just take best player on the board, and that defense gets even more nasty, yeah. And they will figure out the offense later on. You have Patrick
Mahomes. Makes sense right there. I don't know if Latu is going to play be able to play past 5 years because of his neck fusion surgeries, but
you're in a, I mean,
yeah, you're in the window right now.
You're in the window, so.
All right, the Carolina Panthers, they have promised Xavier Leggett. They are taking him at 33. So, Xavier Leggett, you are being taken at 33. You are a Carolina Panther.
All right. So, I forgot who the Patriots got in the first round. Did we trade back? Did we take quarterback?
No, we took Marv.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Okay. So, Marvin Harrison Jr., who's their quarterback right now?
Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. Okay. Well, I look at this as a building roster, and you have a defensive head coach. You're trying to build a solid roster and kind of figure out quarterback later on. I think you go get Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, build up that O-line, and we will figure out quarterback from there.
Like it. All right. The Cardinals are back up. They have Jared Verse already. They have A.D. Mitchell.
Kool-Aid right there.
Kool-Aid. They're taking Kool-Aid.
All right, Washington on the clock. They just took their franchise quarterback in the first round. I think they go get the kid out of Oregon. Shore up that receiver room. Give yourself a top 10 wide receiver room with the guys you already have. You take Troy Franklin, and you give Cliff all the weapons.
All the weapons. All right, the Chargers. We got Jim Harbaugh. What's Jim Harbaugh pick here? Jim Harbaugh needs a defensive tackle. He's taking Chris Jenkins. Chris Jenkins Jr., the NFL royalty. Right.
Tennessee on the clock here. Still need to shore up that O-line. Still some guys on the board here. I think they go and get the tackle out of Arizona. Jordan Morgan.
All right. Now we got the Panthers back up again. We got needs all over the roster. I mean,
best available.
They need a center. So, like, I'm leaning towards Zach Frazier right here. Yeah, they're taking Zach Frazier.
All right, so Washington's back on the clock here. They kind of shored up that defensive line a little bit, but lost a lot in the offseason. I think you go take Chop Robinson here. He's kind of a local guy. He's in that little area, so I think you shore up that D-line. Give Dan Quinn something to play with.
I think the Packers might break my heart here. They might take Keon Coleman.
So you're nicer to the Packers in these mocks than I am.
I'm just trying to set my expectations. So this is how I avoid disappointment.
Houston Texans are on the clock for the first time. And you look at this board, and you have the number one linebacker on the board available out of North Carolina State. I think they take Peyton Wilson. Head coach is a linebacker. You had a guy falls in your lap. Who defense gets better?
The Falcons. They took Byron Murphy, right? Yeah. So, still need some corner. Not sure how they are in the slot. I mean, I kind of like Mikey saying Restrell there. But I think more. I like Ennis Nakes Rakestraw. Here more than that.
Yeah.
Ennis Rakestraw, you are an Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, and I think that's followed up by another corner, and they take Sane Sestriel out of Michigan.
Mikey Sane Sestriel. All right, so the Titans. They got Jordan Morgan. They've got... Who did they take in here in the trade down? Troy Fautanu. And let's see here. Let's see. Titans. Who's their OC now? Who's their head coach?
The dude from Atlanta, right? Or he was originally Atlanta, then went to San Francisco. Tall, dark, and handsome man. What is his name?
Yeah, I'm just drawing a blank on it.
I know the name. And it's not Bill Belichick.
Tall, dark, handsome. That's not Bill Belichick.
I know the name. It is... Oh. Brian Callahan? Is that right?
Okay. O-line guy. Gotcha.
That's not who I thought it was. Who did the... That's I was right. thinking Falcons. Who did the Falcons hire?
The Falcons hired...
Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris, yeah.
Okay, that's who I was thinking of.
But we already got Fautanu, we said, right?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm breaking our time limit.
Yeah, you're way over 10 seconds.
Way over.
I'm about to just auto-draft you, Tyler Newbin.
They're taking Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall. All right, Colts are on the board. Need a wide receiver here. I think they go the other wide receiver out of Washington and take Jalen Polk.
All right, Giants are back up here. They got Jaden Daniels in tow. Who will start between him and Danny Dimes? No one knows. They could take Bo Nix here.
Yeah.
They take...
I think Bo Nix would be the right call here.
Yeah. Braden Fiske feels like a Giants move here.
He might go in the first round.
Like, I don't even like him very much, but
he might go in the first round.
He shouldn't.
No, I didn't say whether he should or shouldn't. I said he might go in the first round. All right, Jaguars on the clock here. They need a little bit of everything. We get him a receiver earlier, I believe. We grabbed somebody Brian for Thomas. Him. Yeah, Brian Thomas. I think sitting here. I think you go get him the tight end out of Texas, and you go just Tavion Sanders.
Third best tight end in the draft.
Trying to make Trevor Lawrence happy.
Second best is still on the board.
Depends on what Trevor Lawrence thinks about that.
Arizona Cardinals, you got A.D. Mitchell, you got Jared
Got Burst, a lot. It was like their fifth
pick. Wade McKinstry, fourth. So,
Cardinals could get nasty with this draft.
Yeah, they could. At this point, I'm in a spot at this point where, like, I just don't agree with PFF's board, so it makes it really hard.
Yeah.
But I'm going with Christian Haynes.
Christian Haynes.
Offensive guard at Connecticut.
All right. Eagles here. The Eagles love second round quarterbacks. They're not fully bought in to Jalen right now, so I think they go and take Jordan Travis out of FSU.
It's a spicy one. All right, Pittsburgh Steelers. They've already got Xavier Worthy. Let's see here. They need a tackle. They need a center. They need a corner.
Have we drafted the kid out of Duke yet?
He's a Green Bay Packer.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
TJ Tampa across from Joey Porter Jr. That's a lot of length out there. That's
all right. I see the Rams sitting here. They need DB help. I think they just go and take Tyler Newbin and figure it out. I know they have good safeties, but I think they figure it out.
All right, Eagles on the board here. Eagles need a linebacker. Eagles don't care about linebackers. Eagles need a receiver, apparently.
Receivers.
What they do care about are the trenches. They care a lot about the trenches. So
especially D-line.
What is there in the trenches? Rook Ororo, that feels like an Eagles pick.
All right, Browns are on the board now. I think the Browns, honestly, This is me not BSing. If Bo Nix is here, I think the Browns take him.
All right. I mean, I can believe it. They kind of need something aside from Deshaun Watson there. That's cheap. Miami Dolphins. And they took a D tackle earlier. Taking Brandon Coleman out of TCU right here.
All right, Cowboys in O-line. They need a lot of things, but I think they look at this. Running back has not come off the board yet. And I think they look at these running backs that are available, and they take Jalen Wright out of Tennessee as the first back off the board.
That's the dude. He's so good. All right, Tampa Bay Bucks. What do we got? Bucks took Cooper DeJean. Just thinking best player available here, Darius Robinson.
All right, Packers back on the board. I think they go wide receiver here, trying to help out that wide receiver room and take Roman Wilson out of Michigan.
Even though they already got Keon?
Yep.
All right.
As long as it's not the first round.
Strategy. I kind of like it that they just keep taking receiver because they can't play them all. Yeah. Texans. Not a lot here I really love in this range. I mean,
Jermaine Burton.
No, I don't think they're taking Burton here. I think you're looking at Blake Fisher. Left-right versatility at offensive tackle. He can be a good swing for you. He might be able to become your starting right tackle.
Yeah. Bell's here. They need everything. I think they go take the safety out of Georgia and get Javon Bullard.
It's a very McDermott pick.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions sitting here. And they are going to take a guy with grit. A guy who's not afraid of any receiver in the league. Max Melton.
Max Melton, not afraid of nobody. Senior Bowl legend.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Dude plays Raven, fire in his belly.
Ravens on the clock. They love their running backs. I think they go take Jonathan Brooks here.
It's actually a good value pick for one. 49ers sitting here. I mean, they already got the punter, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now they need a kicker, though, so they're taking Cam Little.
Yeah, really sure up those special teams. Can't lose on special teams again. All right, on the clock, you have the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to look at receiver here and see what receivers are available. They got their tackle in the first round. And looking at these, they have Johnny Wilson sitting there out of Florida State. I think they love Johnny Wilson. I think they take Johnny Wilson here at 64.
Oh, that is you don't think Andy Reid's taking the character like concern with Jermaine Burton? Are you kidding me?
I think they probably take Jermaine Burton. I was just joshing.
Okay.
No, they take the high risk guy.
Yeah, that feels like Andy Reid to me.
I mean, he's only got to be good for 2 years.
Yeah, I earned 2 new awards.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right. So, quick recap. We have Caleb Williams, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, J.C. Latham to the Chargers, Jaden Daniels to the Giants, J.J. McCarthy to the Saints, Byron Murphy to the Falcons, Roma Dunze to the Bears, Joe Alt to the Jets, Quinyon Mitchell goes to the Minnesota Vikings, Austin McNamara with the steal of the century to the San Francisco 49ers. Michael Penix Jr. goes earlier than expected to the Raiders. Troy Fatanu goes to the Tennessee Titans at 14. Brock Bowers falls as a gift to the Colts at 15. Terrion Arnold to the Seattle Seahawks at 16. Brian Thomas Jr., one of my favorite wide receivers in the draft, goes to the Jaguars at 17. A.D. Mitchell in a trade goes to the Arizona Cardinals at 18. Dallas Turner to the Rams. Xavier Worthy to the Steelers. Jimmy Newton to the Dolphins.
Johnny.
Then Johnny Newton to the Dolphins. You have Will Reichard, best kicker in the draft, going to the Eagles, unfortunately. Breaks my heart. And then you have Minnesota again at 23, takes the tackle. Talese Fuaga at 23. Jackson Powers Johnson to the Cowboys, immediate need. Graham Barton to the Packers. Then Buccaneers take Cooper DeJean. Jared Verse goes to the Cardinals. Ladd McConkey gives a little bit of help to that offense in Buffalo. Nate Wiggins goes to the Lions, help shore up that DB room. Marius Mims to the Baltimore Ravens. And then Fashanu falls all the way to Denver at 31. They love that pick. And then Latu, probably the steal of the draft, falls all the way to 32.
Oh, the steal of the draft at 31. That's wildest dreams right there.
Yeah, I think Denver and KC would both be thrilled with those two picks at 31 and 32.
Yeah. And then, let's see, I guess we can't review the second round picks, but oh well.
We're gonna get a screenshot of this and put it out on Twitter. I'm sure everybody who's a fan of these teams would love this. So we'll throw this up on the Twitter. I think this is probably the most accurate first round mock that's ever been done in the history of mock drafts. So you probably don't even need to watch on Thursday, because we just gave you exactly what's going to happen.
Because we nailed it.
Nailed it. Yeah, I don't see it going any other way than this. So I think
my favorite pick here has to be hands down the 49ers trading up to 12 to take the punter Austin McNamara out of Texas Tech. That's the steal of the draft.
It's a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, can't lose on special teams. It's third of the game, 33% of the game. So if you can win that and you can win one other aspect, I mean, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, it crushed it. So we want to get into some of our prop bets.
Yeah, let's get into some of our prop bets for this draft. This is brought to you by the brains of Quentin and Jayton. So
big brains.
Big old brains, bald-headed brains. So that was our mock draft 3.0, the official mock draft of the Shaving Points podcast. And let's get into some props. So what kind of props do you like in here?
So I've got my bets here sorted out in three different ways. I've got my number overall pick, who I specifically think will go with that number. Then I've got the teams who I think will draft guys. And then I've got teams by position that I think they will draft first, their first pick. So where do we want to start that?
I don't have mine sorted. So why don't you start on any of those three, and I'll throw in the bets that fall in line with that.
Okay, cool. So my main bet in this draft, and one that I'm probably way too leveraged on right now, just because I think there's so much value to it, is second overall, Drake May. I've got it at plus 330. I've got it at plus 150. I've got it at like plus 220. I mean, I have a really hard time personally seeing Jaden Daniels going number two. And I'm very biased in this bet. So if you don't agree, maybe tread with caution. But if you agree with it, I say follow what your eyes are telling you, because to me, my eyes say Drake May is the second best quarterback in this class, and it's not close. And I just have a hard time believing that other teams aren't seeing that similarly. And a lot of the stuff out there is smoke right now. That's just my read on it. We all get this stuff wrong all the time, but I've been convicted in it enough to throw some cash at Drake May to go number two overall.
Yeah. Don't hate that. I don't have any exactas as far as that goes. the closest thing I have to exact is I have Colts to take Brock Bowers at plus 400. I think if he gets past the Jets, he's for sure going to be a Colt, unless somebody trades up for him. And then on top of your pick of the Commanders going Drake May, I think that means the Raiders get Jaden Daniels, and that's at plus 500. And then I have a long shot on Raiders to take Xavier Worthy at plus 4,000, because Al Davis is going to come from the grave and see that speed. And at plus 4,000, you can't not take the Raiders there.
I like both those. I really like the Raiders as a falling spot for Jaden Daniels if he gets past number two. I think that there's a lot of heat on that, of that might actually happen. I also took, in the similar sense, the Colts to draft a tight end with their first pick at plus 375. So pretty much the same bet as Brock Bowers. It was just what bet was available when I made it. And I also hedged my Drake May with the JJ McCarthy at number two overall at plus 1425. Just because, okay, I might as well sprinkle that a little, you know, as long as I'm on the not Jaden train. What if they throw a curveball? I might as well make sure I'm covered.
All right. So as long as we're talking about quarterbacks, I have the total number of quarterbacks being under 4.5. So basically I'm betting that Michael Penix and Bo Nix don't both go in the first round. I think maybe one of them will, or hold on, let me see here.
Well, because they would, neither one of them can go, because you got four.
Neither one of them. Yeah. Neither one. I knew when I said that I was wrong. Yeah, I'm betting that neither one of them go in the first round, and that it's going to be JJ, Jaden, Caleb, and Drake May. So
yeah,
I'm betting that those are the only four quarterbacks that go in the first round, and that is at plus 200.
Yeah, I think there's some safety there. I think the only hesitation I would have with that is if a team wants to move up to like 31 or 32 to get the fifth year option. But even then, I'm not sure Penix or Nix are strong enough bets that you feel like you have to do that either.
And you look at 31 and 32, and it's like the guys that will be available that can help those teams immediately compared to what they would be moving back to, it might be better just to take your guy if you're...
Yeah. Yeah, because you're talking like the Raiders or the Vikings there, maybe, if the Vikings can't get up, like, or the Broncos. Like, you're not talking about someone who's drafting 33, 34. You're talking about the 40s.
Yeah, and then if you have a guy that's fallen that you're in love with, you also have to think about that fifth-year option, and especially if you're talking about a lineman or somebody that you can actually get to that fifth-year option before having to extend for some of these teams with an immediate window. That fifth-year option's everything, so...
Yeah. Next up here, fourth overall, Arizona Cardinals. It doesn't have to be the Cardinals at this, but I made this bet because I didn't have the Cardinals available as a, you know, what player was there, but I had number four available. Malik Nabers. I think the line between Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. is close enough that there's a real chance the Cardinals say we want Malik Nabers
over. So what's the difference in odds there?
So Malik Nabers is plus 1,200. MHJ was negative return. It was like minus 120 or something.
Good value. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of the receiver train, I have total number of receivers in the first round over 6.5 at plus 185. Just some receivers that I think go in the first round. Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell, and Ladd McConkey. And that's not even including three or four guys that could also squeeze their way into the first round, depending on where these guys fall. And at plus 185 at 6.5, I'm very, very confident in five of these guys going no matter what. So if they go early, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you see two or three more go. And at plus 185, I feel like it's great value.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like between the big three, you know, Marv, Rome, and Nabers, and then Brian Thomas, A.D. Mitchell, those five are first-round locks, right?
Yeah.
And then Ladd, He's been falling a little because of some injury concerns. He dealt with a back injury last year at Georgia. I think that stuff is always iffy and can push a guy down. So he might fall into the second round, it's starting to feel like. But that could push a guy like Troy Franklin up. That could push a guy like Xavier Worthy into consideration.
I think Xavier Worthy gets first round.
Right behind him that they're going to jump up in there, especially when you think about how badly the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs need a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Right at the end of the first round, I think you're going to see, like, I like the over number there because there's such a wide receiver need at the back end of the first round.
Yep.
All right. Next up here, fifth pick, J.C. Latham. And this is under the idea that the Chargers can't pull off a trade to move back. That it just doesn't line up.
You just take the tackle.
I think the Chargers are taking J.C. Latham hell or high water. This is plus 2,500. So I got good odds on this for J.C. Latham here. Didn't have to put a lot of money on it to get a decent return. And that's what a lot of the draft betting is, right? I'm just sprinkling
looking for across
the board and looking for the one that's going to hit.
Yeah. So I have a similar bet to that. And I have J.J. McCarthy over 5.5 with the Chargers not being able to make a move there. I think that's where J.J. McCarthy goes. If they can move back, but if they don't, I think he easily falls past 5. So I have J.J. McCarthy over 5.5 at plus 110. Not a great return, but I feel like it's very, very plausible for it to happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think so. I think that, I mean, it falls under, if the Chargers can't pull off a trade, it's going to happen. You know, it might not be the best chance. Like, I just have a hard time looking at what the Vikings draft capital and saying, yeah, that's going to be enough.
Yeah.
Right.
If they don't want to give up next year. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Unless they include a player, which yeah. I don't know who they would include, but.
So next one at the 9th pick. So this is Chicago Bears pick. Olu Fashanu at plus 1400. Olu Fashanu was Caleb Williams' left tackle in high school. If they get stuck there, no receiver on the board, Byron Murphy just went at 8, I think Olu Fashanu's got a real strong shot.
Yeah, like that a lot. Next up, I have the Dallas Cowboys to take a receiver at plus 600. I think O-line is definitely the point of focus here, but if who they want is not available, and you have a guy like Brian Thomas sitting here, or you have a guy like Ladd McConkey maybe sitting there, I think it's going to be real hard for them if they can't trade back, which I think they're in a great position to trade back with the needs they have. But with O-line being minus like 185 and receiver being plus 600, I think it's just good value there that if a guy falls to them and the O-line isn't there, at plus 600, I think it's great value. So I'm taking Dallas at receiver at plus 600.
And I sounded the horn because that's a consensus bet. I've got the same bet.
Yeah.
And I've also got Cowboys cornerback at plus 1500 because they're in a range in the draft where I think they could still be looking at the first or the second best corner in the draft.
Yeah.
And I think they have enough of a need where they pull that trigger and just be like,
if it's best available,
by far the best player on the board,
yeah,
we're just going to take him.
Yeah, I think in a best available situation, corner is definitely a good value there too. If like, especially if like a Terrion Arnold falls or something like that. I love that for him. Next up, I have Michael Penix over 32.5. I don't think anybody comes up and gets him. This is kind of a double down on my quarterback bet, but it's plus 215. I don't think anybody comes up for Michael Penix. I think they wait and sit and get him in the second round. Wouldn't be surprised at all if he goes in the 32 or the 33 to 40 range early in the second round. But with his age and everything, I think you draft Michael Penix with the idea that best case scenario, you're extending him immediately. So you're not too worried about that fifth year option with a guy like that, who's played in college for 6-7 years. It's not like a young guy to where you might be on the bubble going into year four, where you're like, we'll pick up the fifth year option. Like I just don't feel like the fifth year option is that big, like
for a guy who's blown out his knees three times and yeah. gonna be, you know, 30 years old at the end of his rookie contract.
Yeah. I don't feel like that fifth year option is going to be a big sticking point for a guy like Michael Penix to where somebody feels like they need to go up and get him in the first round, which is what you usually see for late first round quarterbacks. So yeah, I have over 32.5 at plus 215 on that.
And I just noticed I forgot to sound the horn earlier, so Raiders Jaden Daniels plus 500 I've got, so we're on that one as well. My next one, Laiatu Latu over 17.5, so he's gonna go after the 17th pick. I at plus 151, this one of my lower odds one. The next three are lower odds, but I love this one.
Yeah.
Because Laiatu Latu had a neck fusion surgery. There have been, according to a doctor friend of mine, Dr. Mason West over at Windy City Gridiron, he's talked about this multiple times. There have
friend
been
of the pod.
Five players, yes, good friend of the pod. Five players in recent memory who've been drafted with a neck fusion surgery in their past. Only one of those players reached a second contract. You want to guess who that is, Jay?
Leighton Vander Esch.
Boom. Leighton Vander Esch. That second contract didn't even look very good for him. Like, it was pretty
ugly. He was so good, man. Oh,
he was, God. But the neck fusion does not hold up very well at the NFL level.
I don't want to talk about it. I love
NFL
them.
Teams know this.
The young wolf.
I don't think anyone's spending a top 15 to 20 pick on Laiatu Latu. As good as his tape is, you need to be in a Super Bowl window to make it make sense.
Be a great value for the Chiefs at 32, though.
It would.
So next up, I have Nate Wiggins, one of my favorite corners in the draft. I think his over under is 26.5. I think he goes before 26. I think somebody falls in love with his tape from Clemson. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the second corner off the board. So I have under 26.5 at plus 180 for Mr. Nate Wiggins.
Yeah, he's my number one rated corner. And there's some, like, he pulled his groin muscle or something at the combine, and I feel like it's been cloudy about it since. I don't really know what that means. It's hard to find many details on the injury that he suffered, but unless it's something structural, I can't imagine it's going to push him down too much in the draft. I thought he's the best corner in the class.
I agree. And I think Terron Arnold and the kid out of Toledo both are, I mean, I feel like they're all right there together. And I just don't, 26.5 is a high number, especially if somebody, I just feel like a team's going to fall in love. And that's a great number at plus 180.
Yeah. So my next one, Graham Barton over 21.5. So to be drafted after the 21st pick, I'm not like, I like Graham Barton. I really do.
My favorite bet.
Yeah, it's a great bet. Like, I don't understand. He's just started skyrocketing up boards for no real reason lately. Like, I know he had his late pro day and he killed it, but like, I had him around 25 on my board before that, and it didn't change anything on my board. It was like, okay, yeah this guy proved what we think he is. Like, I don't think it's going to shoot him up in it.
My thing is that 21.5 at plus 200, which is 2-1 odds. You look at the draft and you think, like, is anybody going to come up for this guy? Because if you just look at the board, and I mean, we just did a mock draft, and it's like, who's going to come up for this guy? Because I don't think anybody's sitting there before 21.5 is going to be sitting there like, oh, Graham Barton's on the board. We got to take him. And
especially
then,
in a draft where you have Jackson Powers Johnson, you have Zach Frazier. It might be the deepest center draft of our lives.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're desperate here for a center in the first
round. And he's
draft.
also, He's also never played center, which, I mean.
Yeah, he has.
Yes?
Freshman year, he played like 600 snaps at center as a freshman.
Okay. I didn't realize that. But at the same time, it's like you're. He didn't play center late in his career at Duke. And he is basically what is considered like a prototypical center coming into the draft. But it's like, 21 and a half is such a good number for him because, like, I see him going in that 24 to like 36 range. That at plus 200, like, books know more than we do. That's why the odds are what they are.
Not on the draft.
Yeah, maybe not. But
they count on. So I hear all the time from people who study the draft, and like, I've done decently on bets, but I've never really focused on them that much in my draft content. But I have friends who are just like clean up on the draft because they know more than Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's Vegas is counting on the uninformed bettor when they're putting out draft lines because they don't know a thing.
Yeah, that may be true then, because I mean, I remember I had Andrew Thomas as first lineman off the board like 4 years ago, like plus 700, mm-hmm. and I had a pretty good sized bet on that and cleaned up on it. Like, the guys I really focus on, I usually do well on in the draft. And I mean, I don't even dislike Graham Burton. Like, as a Cowboys fan, if we took Burton, I wouldn't be discouraged by any means. But 21 and a half is.
Realistically, if I'm a team and Graham Burton is my number one center, guard center, however you want to look at it, and I'm sitting there looking at my board is stacked: Graham Burton, Jackson Powers Johnson, Zach Frazier. There's just not the pressure for me to go up and get that guy because I have them all graded pretty darn closely.
Then you look at the first 21 picks and it's like, where is he gonna go if somebody doesn't trade up for him? And yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite bets in the draft. Even at plus 200, like, I usually, like, so I have plus 4,000, plus 500, plus 400, plus 600, plus 200, plus 180, plus 215, plus 110, plus 185, plus 200. So, I mean, it's one of my lower odds that I have, but it's probably my favorite bet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel you. Next one, another over. I got Jordan Morgan over 32 and a half. Jordan Morgan out of Arizona. He's an offensive tackle with 32 and 7/8-inch long arms. He's a pretty good tackle, but he doesn't meet the threshold. I think that's going to keep him out of the first round, especially because his play style is an offensive tackle. His play style is not that of an offensive guard. Maybe he can be a solid guard. I think there's a chance he can be a pretty good guard, but he doesn't have that mauler spirit in his play that you're usually looking for at offensive guard, which makes me question it just a little bit. Yeah, no, that perfect example. Not a Tyler Smith, who is freaking awesome. But and I think he can play tackle too. But with those shorter arms, he might be kicked inside to guard. And when he's not that mauler mentality type player either, he's more of a guy who wins with finesse. I have a little question about how that transition is going to go, which is enough for me to say, do I really want to use a first round pick on this guy?
No. Yeah. That's a good call.
That's plus 121.
All right. You got any more?
Yeah, I got a handful more. So first defender off the board. This is one of my favorites. Byron Murphy plus 700.
I like that.
Vegas hasn't caught up. They haven't caught up on this one. So if you can get it, go throw a few bucks on it. First defender off the board, Byron Murphy plus 700. I think
worth a shekel or two.
Strong bet. Then I also have Rams to go cornerback with their first pick. Again, same thing as the Cowboys. I just think there's enough of a need there. They're in a range where there's going to be a lot of cornerback talent sitting there looking them in the face. That's plus 570.
Be hard to avoid.
Ravens go D-line or edge at plus 300. This is a Ravens move to me, where I see Johnny Newton and I see Laiatu Latu falling down a board for medical reasons. And the Ravens are the team who sits there and says, well, this value makes a lot of sense here. But everyone's still passing on him.
And they're in the window.
We're going to take this shot. Yeah, in our window. I just feel like that's a Ravens move at plus 300 to say D-line or edge. And again, that gives me other options there too. You know, maybe it's Jared Verse falls. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's a Chop. They really like Chop Robinson. I think there's something to work with there. I think this gives you a lot of options at plus 300.
Yeah.
Dolphins to take Xavier Worthy at plus 750. I think Mike McDaniel dreams about getting more speed on his team at all costs. And the idea of Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Xavier Worthy, and A-Chain on the same roster is pretty freaking insane.
Who's the fastest guy on that team if that happens?
I don't know. Who is it?
Might be A-Chain?
Maybe. It might be Tyreek Hill. I don't know.
It might be Tyreek Hill. It might be Jalen Waddle.
Xavier Worthy.
Shit, it might be Xavier Worthy.
Like, he will never have to deal with press coverage on that team. It's a dream scenario for him. He will get free releases all day long. And that is what Xavier Worthy needs to be successful.
Who is the team in the NFL that would go up against that lineup and like, we're going to press?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I can tell you who. It would be the Commanders with Dan Quinn.
Yeah, you're probably right on that one. All right. Sticking with Xavier Worthy, going to another team that has multiple wide receivers but a very different skill set, to the Bears with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. Again, I think they're a team who will see more value in him because they can scheme up free releases.
And that's not first round specific, right? That's just the Bears taking him.
Yeah, that's just any round. Okay. And that's plus 2,000.
Yeah, that's good value.
That's a really strong value there.
Bears need some speed.
They do.
Where's their speed right now? I mean,
DJ Moore's fast enough. Tyler Scott's their wide receiver 3 right now. He ran like a 4.4. I mean,
yeah, DeAndre Swift.
They got Valus Jones. Valus Jones. He's not in the AARP yet. You know, he's still rocking.
I didn't know Bears even acknowledged Valus Jones.
Oh, he's still there.
No, I know he's still there. I just didn't know he was acknowledged by Bears fans.
He's wide receiver 4 right now, my man. Oh. They need some help. They need, like, DJ and Keenan Allen is awesome, but they got nothing behind them. So they need someone there.
That's tight end in the league.
And I got 4 more here. Bengals to go D-line or edge at plus 420. Again, this is, I think, Jai Newton's going to be staring him in the face there.
What are the odds?
Might be worth it.
Okay. Oh, we can get into it afterwards. I'll save that question.
Okay. I only got 3 more here. So sticking with D-line edge tendency, 49ers at plus 430. I think they're going to be sitting at a point in the draft at 31 where they probably need to take whatever the biggest need, where the best talent is. That could be a D-line or an edge player. They need some help. They just tossed Eric Armstead. They just lost Chase Young. Right now that D-line is really... Javon Hargrave and Nick Bosa, which is a good combo, but you have literally nothing next to them. Jaguars to a wide receiver at plus 210. Back to the Trevor Lawrence conversation. I think you need to make Trevor Lawrence happy here because he has a contract coming up. You need to prove a little to him. And then last one, sleeper, Saints tight end at plus 2,000 in the first round. I think the Saints are a sleeper team for Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. And that's all I got.
All right. So, now that we've gone through our bets, what are the odds that we see a T. Higgins or a... who's the receiver from 49ers?
Brandon Ayuk.
What are the odds in your mind that we see a T. Higgins or an Ayuk move on draft day? We saw it last year or 2 years ago when Hollywood Brown was traded, and you see a team maybe looking at
AJ Brown, same draft.
AJ Brown, yeah, maybe see a team looking at receiver instead of pulling the trigger on somebody like a Brian Thomas or a Ladd McConkey or A.D. Mitchell or Xavier Worthy, and they're like, what about a T. Higgins? Like, what are the odds that we see these guys moved?
Yeah.
I think for T. Higgins, it's strong. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
When we did the mock and we had the Bengals moving up right after we hit submit on the trade, I was like, crap, we should have included T. Higgins. Like, that's the move.
Could you include T. Higgins in that?
Yeah, I could have.
Oh, okay. Because that was my mindset in that move was you're getting rid of T. Higgins to move up to go get a Romadunza. Is that who we took, Romadunza?
No, because he went to the Bears. Who was it that we took?
Malik Nabers.
Yeah, I guess it was Nabers.
It would have had to be because MHJ went where? I don't remember.
Let's see. But I got it right here. I can pull it up. We had them. Yeah, Nabers.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could definitely see one of these teams being like, let's go get an Ayuk or a T. Higgins and pay the money for a guy that we already know that it's good rather than
now
somebody else.
I do feel like with Ayuk, it's not quite as likely as Higgins because Higgins is on his second franchise tag right now. It's like it's shit or get off the pot, right? That's where they're sitting at. Where with Ayuk, is he even on the first franchise? He's on the first franchise tag, is that right? Or is he in the last year of his deal?
Maybe fifth year option, but he's basically saying he's not going to sign a franchise tag, I believe.
Yeah, he's in the last year of his deal. So, yeah, fifth year option. So, he's still under contract. They still have the franchise tag in their pocket next year. They're not as pressed to get a deal done right now as the Bengals are. So, like, I'm not so sure about Ayuk being on the move yet, especially in a Super Bowl window where they still have, you know, this year plus two more franchise tags to figure it out. Even if he says he won't sign it, like they can tag him and then trade him. Like they have options.
Yeah.
The Bengals don't have options. The Bengals have exhausted their exercise ability here or their flexibility here, and they need to do something. So it's either trade him or you might see him walk next year. And I think that can push him into a trade.
Okay. Well, you got anything else?
No, I don't think so. Just a lot of love for a guy out of Penn State named Hunter Norzad. And
Hunter Norzad.
That's the dude.
Keep your ears open for him. All right. Well, I think that's it. We have draft on Thursday. Looking super excited for it. We will post our mock draft on the Twitters and social medias. Let us know what you think. And then we will post all props probably tonight or tomorrow morning, and hopefully none of these numbers move too much before you're able to see them. But I think that's gonna be it, and we will see y'all next week.
Adios.